Today's Shish Beer Fush Lane for Armor Yehuda is not doing very well. Rabbi Blumenthal and Estachai Bas Devoira. Something they're not showing Yontif what happened. Either he had a stroke and he's really not doing well. All the kids came in from Toronto and
the kids are coming in already also.
They're ready.
Which hospital they took him to the city?
Jersey Shore. No. He was dangerous. He was while he was getting the dialysis in the house, dialysis for some reason.
No, it triggers it because they're moving all the blood around. They're trying to go ahead and clean the blood through the machine. This is definitely sourdough.
It's sourdough, but it's got stuff in it.
Everything has stuff in it.
Real pure sourdough doesn't have stuff in it.
Zayatek, you ready? I brought you a small masifta. Where's my masifta? I had a masifta for you here.
You did? I don't see my masifta.
Where? It's right here. This one.
Oh.
Soft cover.
Oh, so what is this? Newfangled technology?
No.
Soft. IT guys.
Okay, Zakti Gemara. We're up to Lamed Dal today. Today's Lamed Dal. So, Lamed Gimel, the Gemara said that.
It doesn't have the right pages either.
Lamed Gimel, eat something. Nobody's eating pizza? We have to wait for Berger and Newmark to come for the pizza.
Newmark's kids had a good childhood. I don't know if he's coming.
Why?
Because he always comes home with a pie.
Okay.
How's your accounting hat? I'm looking for now. I don't see it.
Who, me?
What if you should cut down on a pie and just get more sourdough?
I didn't get sourdough from the pizza shop.
You took my sourdough.
I cut half of the
pizza. Sourdough. Oh, I didn't make a coffee yet.
Kaveh Lashem.
You want a coffee?
No.
I know, because I'm stealing his coffee. I could ask him.
Maybe he hasn't drank coffee since
Pesach. No, I started again.
You did? Why?
Because it tastes good. I mean, why?
In your father's book on that uric acid, they say it helps. Coffee's good for men. Uric acid.
It is, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's good, but
because it creates it diuretic.
There you go. How to take out uric acid.
You got answers for everything.
No, because it flushes.
You're nuts, flushes. You're a medical biller. What do you know about flushing?
He'd rather pay a few extra cents for an extra flush than to pay a couple hundred bucks for a plumber.
I don't need a plumber because I bought an air plunger.
He's sitting at the tent, he's eating some kind of,
Yeah, but then he comes flying.
It has a rubber bladder that goes into the hole.
Oh, my God.
You hit the trigger.
Crazy.
What about the what? We're on video here.
Peter. That irritates my mind.
Talking about bladders. That's all I know.
Is that negated to the sugi today?
It's not related.
It's definitely not related.
It's leaking? You got a leakage there? Okay, we're outside. You're cold?
A little bit. But I get some calories in
there. Your body mass, you shouldn't be cold.
And you say that
this coat is very good. It's not like too warm, it's not too cold, it's perfect.
Keeps you cozy.
Even in the winter, it's just the right thing.
Just the right thing. Okay, Zach de Gamara.
What's the Zachto?
What are you leaking?
You got this from a Jewish vendor.
Yes, these are the wind cups. The wind cups are not good. Because they don't schmear the good animal fat inside.
They don't make them any more kosher, so I have to buy them treif. The treif ones do.
Even the wind cups are not kosher?
I don't know. I don't know.
Pour the coffee out, get it.
No, I think they're kosher. I think these are. I mean, you can't really find these anyway.
No, the wind cups you can't find. You can only find the dart.
But I don't know. Anyway, Zakti Gamar, finish it quickly, Dilda.
For why? Coffee is not a finish quickly kind of thing.
Yeah, I started drinking coffee. When it gets cold, it's good to have a coffee. I sit out here in the morning. It's 42 degrees. Rui with a cold, hot, Rui. Smoky coffee. Oh, nothing like it. You have no idea.
You know we have a problem.
What is soup? Sit here with dinner.
Ooh, soup.
You're going to hear about soup tonight. I'll talk about the minig. Remind me to tell you in tomorrow's blot, the minig, why Yushalayim eats soup Friday night before they eat the main course.
Because that is the main course.
No, you'll hear why.
The chicken and
you'll hear why. You'll hear. Wait.
Soup before the main course.
No, wait. No, sorry. They eat the main course before the soup.
Right, because you fill in the gaps.
Nope.
It's my wife's bubby always just say you fill in the gaps.
I don't know about your wife's bubby, but I'll tell you a little shot later. Rakati and Boyle, the Gemara says Rosh Lakish says he needs the pasuk of to tell you negiyah b'kodesh and oichel and atamish achol. First the Gemara, oichel tami. The katim boile le atamish achol basa kodesh lefnei zrika. They eat my atamish achol basa kodesh lefnei zrika. Rishlokish amir loikem amar loikem. Rabbi Yechon amar ain't loikem. Shlokish amar loikem b'chol kodesh lezrika. Loishnul lefnei zrika loishnul achas zrika. Rabbi Yechon amar ain't loikem. Ketani ba'ad lo. Ask you to masai. So Mela, according to the Shlokish, you need the pasuk with Chokodesh. Taitis Halacha that Lefnei Zrika Yoloika. Mara says, "M.K. Let me call Bekodesh. My Bechol Kodesh." And guys, I don't know the pasukim because they were from yesterday, a lot before. But it says in the pasuk Bechol Kodesh Leisiga. And Mela, the fact of Bechol Kodesh, not Bekodesh, Mami no Taiti. Gufa. Tamei she'achol basa kodesh. You have a tamei that ate basar kodesh of Nei Zirika. Rosh Lakish am aloiker, Rabbi Yechon am ain't aloiker. Amar machloikis is betumas aguf. That the guy is tamei. Al betumas basar, the kohen. Divrei HaKol aloiker. Why? The amar kro, v'al basar, l'rab is etzim l'avoina. We have a pasuk. The pasuk says, I don't know where the pasuk is. You have it, Gary, no? Page 1, that would make sense, right? Why would I go to page 3? V'abosa shiga b'chol tomei lo ye'ochel. You see, for the pictures. So, ba'eshi sarif. So the fact that it says, how do you see Levino?
Move the pasuk around to get animations.
Yeah.
Bouncing ball.
One second, I lost the place away. V'abosa l'rab is Eitzim v'levoinu, l'abin achilinu. I forgot how you see it from the pasuk. L'han l'abin achilinu, basav nizika lo yigar minayu. Right, because it says the end of the pasuk. It says v'abasav at the beginning, v'abasav yikol tome lo yoyach b'ashi sov, and then it says v'abasav kol to yoyach b'asav. What's the second v'abasav? That's come to marba, l'levoinu and eitza. And l'levoinu and eitza, l'levoinu and eitza are l'abin achilinu. So if that's Ribui the Yikai Malkus. So also, so too, Basil of Nezriko, which is just plain meat, also Lava Nechilin, because you can't, right? So Mel Yikai Yikai. So Gemara says, if you look at Rabbinu Krav, Rav Amar, Machlok is Batumas Aguf. Al Batumas Basar, Divra Akol, Ein Eloika. My time, Kim the Lekrinim, baby, Tumas Elov, and Ichus, the Lekrinim, baby, Abbasar, Shigab, Chotam, and Leoichel. If I'm a mar, bustle the rabbis, it's the vino. I would just say the pasuk is coming, marble is the vino. So if marble is the vino, why not meet Lefnei Zirika? Hachmai skin and gash kachu bakli. Then ask me, shakorvu komatir of the Tanan. We'll see, I'm just going to explain in a second. We'll just finish the Gemara. Then I call shiesh matir, mishakor matir, kosh ain't matir, mishkaj bakli. Basically, there's something called korv matir. Korv matir means that it has to be something that is matir this item. So a klisharis. Just like we said, klisharis makes chibas hakodesh. It also is considered karvon kamatirov, even though it's not really. But that it causes the effect of karvon kamatirov, as opposed to basdo of nezirika has no karvon kamatirov. And mele, it's not similar to etzim levayno. So you can't say because the pasuk is marba from a basdo etzim levayno. It's also marba basdo. That's not the way
it
is.
The only things that don't have matirin.
Only things that are matirin, and even though etzim levayno don't have matirin either, but that has a kli and the kli works. Has that benefit.
Don't have Matirin,
Kachim Kli does the job. And how's Eitzim Levoina in a Kli Sharis? So Rashi says, Eitzim Shechota Oison Bemachta Kli Sharis Ma'am Zbeach Imagacholim Velevoina. Imagacholim. You basically, with the Gacholim, you scooped up with a shovel. That's a Kli Sharis. The Machta is a Kli Sharis. And Levoina is Bebezichim. So Mela, that's how you Kli Sharis. Zakti Gemara Baiter. Itmar, Hamaila Ivrei Behemoth Tamei Agam Zbeach. Okay, there's a hot one. A guy brings up a Varim from a behemoth to Me'agam Zbeach. Shogzham Aloyker, Rabbi Yechon Amal Ein Aloyker. Shogzham Aloyker, why? Tahira in Tamei Aloy. V'lav Abba, Mechlal say, Loyker Alov, because it says in the Pasuk, where's the Pasuk, Gary? Dabba B'nei Yisrael, Marathem Alik Yachim Gekho Hashem, Min Abba Min Abba Min Abba Min Abba Min Abba Min means everything else. We infer from the pasuk that everything else not. And that's a lav haba mechlal asay, because this is asay to bring up the carbons, and then you're making a lav from an inferment. I don't know if that's a word.
Yes, an inferm lav. It's shaky.
It could be something else. We're talking about nursing homes before.
Exactly.
I had a very good word. I can't remember what it was. It was. I really need to write it down. Really, really good word, but it really should go into the dictionary. Like it makes sense.
What was the definition?
That's a better way to look at it.
I forgot.
I meant to say this.
Okay. Anyway, it'll come up one day, hopefully.
We can create an inferment.
You can make an inferment on the word.
Infirmatory.
How did you burn? How did you burn all your trees?
They burned from the sun.
But weren't they in here?
They no. Out of a they weren't here in Sukkos. They were outside for Sukkos, yeah.
Oh, you moved them out. That's why they burned.
Yeah. It was pretty hot. But now I'm surprised they didn't die yet, because the cold really kills them. But they're looking good. Baruch Hashem. They had such a beauty effect. I'm having a Sukkah Alet Center coming tomorrow.
Should put them in.
He's making me, I'm welding on a track to the top. He's making me a full glass, the Sukkah panels, full glass with a door over there and a door over there, sliding door.
But you're going to get rid of your cedar sukkah?
No, this is for the winter.
Oh, so you're going to take it down?
So why go to
take it down, yeah. It's just for the winter.
So what are you doing sukkah people for?
Who should do it? What's the cheapest way to do it. Yeah, he has all the stuff in stock.
The glass this way?
He has 10 foot plexi.
This is more than
10 foot.
This is it?
10 foot. Yeah. A little drop on 10 foot. He has 11 foot, 12 foot. He has 12 foot also. It's a quarter inch. But he puts bars across. No, it's like a sucker board. Same sucker board. So he'll make me sucker boards. Yeah. Same regular sucker board. He can make you a full panel of plastic. So I have to see what I need. I could get one of those heaters, you know, propane, or I could put in a mini split here. I don't think once it's closed in, you're not going to need.
He doesn't heat. The split don't really
heat
so
much. This will be a new addition.
Yes. By the time we're done, it's going to go ahead and be built in solid walls.
What's the rule with the property line? How many feet can be the property line?
Whose property line are we talking about? The farm?
But I'm saying this way, you know?
That's his friend.
I have a shed in the way. Yeah,
he already straddled the
line. I have a little problem.
With the shed. I saw somebody in Chester that has, like, they during COVID, they did this. They have like a large shed, and they made it into a sarchim hut. Zevi, what's his name?
I don't need ideas. Done. Ideas is not my problem.
It's very well done. It's very.
You need somebody to check your ideas.
Yeah.
Good installation.
Anyway, okay. So this is what we got over here. My wife said, "Well, what's the point? The point is, it'll be gorgeous. You sit out here with this glass; it'll be gorgeous." I don't need it to be warm.
If it's
like
20 degrees outside, it'll be good. If it's right. Anything low, you know.
And you have a place for your trees.
Yeah, put the trees inside.
Greenhouse.
It'll stay.
You can take your sorghum plant it.
Sorghum trees.
Talking something like serious.
And I have a whole wall of sorghum trees here. Now you're talking his language. Then you have to put some UV lights up to make them grow nice.
Yeah. Nicht kein Witz.
Light these tannings along. We can sit here
and
not going to get tanned.
Hey, with the trees.
As long as it's not like 15 degrees outside, 10 degrees, it'll be gorgeous in there.
With a propane heater.
Put a propane heater.
Just
perfect.
Don't choke yourself out.
You really think a split?
No, that's not going to heat it up.
A split will work. Split will work. 100%.
It doesn't heat up the doesn't heat up the shul.
Of course, it heats up the shul.
You have to go ahead and turn the oven.
Trust me, I have these heaters all over the place.
It's time to fill up the room with the heat.
It'll work.
It's uninsulated.
It'll work.
It's insulated, that side
room? Of course.
The shul room's insulated?
This is also insulated.
You have all the sperm on the wall.
Two walls over here insulated. Yeah, these two walls are great insulation. You have two walls over here. Okay, two walls, isn't it?
A lot of hot air is blowing around.
Okay, anyway, Vaiter, we got a lot going on today. So Gemara says, so he says, Lava b'chase ain't like it all. Rabbi Yechram ain't like it all. Lava b'chase ain't like it all. Masev Rabbi Yermio. Masev Rabbi Yermio. Oysa Techelu. Veloy. Okay, so one second. Let's get to the pasuk over here.
Case. You're talking about taking a camel and shechting it on the Mizbeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or was it shechted in there?
No, shechted.
No, not shechted. Just bring it up.
You got an empty GS bag full of
camel parts.
So you have a pasuk over here. Kol ma'freses parsha v'shasas shesa perosos malas ger behima oisot techel. That you're allowed to eat. Malas ger, you're allowed to eat any animal that has the two. The animals that have the two. Yeah. V'loy behima tameya, and not a behima tameya. V'lava ba b'chalal say, is I say. I skipped something.
Oisot techel v'loy behima tameya v'lava chomach
say. I say. So you see clearly that it's a say.
And it's like an olive.
And it's like an olive. Amalei b'yakul yamei ratchiva asberloch. Be'ivri behema tamea, the kula amalei pligi, that you're going to get malchus. Ki pligi b'chaya. V'alchi etmar. Rabbi Yechon Amar oivir ba'asei. Rishlok shama in oivir b'loich klom. Rabbi Yechon Amar ba'asei behema in chaya loy. When it says the pasuk behema, it's behema na chaya. Loy. Rishlok shama in oivir ela b'loich klom. Allah bevelay klom. Why a hula mitzvah? When it says tzayin a bakar, this pasuk, it says not that pasuk. Davene Yisrael, Davene Yisrael, matalem adam ki akim kam karmel Hashem and abehem and abakom and atzayin. That's only le mitzvah. But if you bring a chaya, okay. Mesa, if you bring a giraffe, not a giraffe, you bring a lion.
Giraffe. Well, giraffe is a kosher.
A lion is a chaya, no? Giraffe is kosher. Lion is a chaya.
Yeah.
Lion is not kosher though.
I understand.
That's what we're talking about. But we don't know, the Gemara doesn't say
Chayit Meir, Chayit Tahira,
Chayit Meir. It
has to be Chayit Tahira. You bring Chayit Meir up to the Mizbech.
So
that would be it.
You're bringing an animal that's not carved on the Mizbech. It makes no difference if it's...
Right, exactly. Why don't you be Mayit either one? Be Mayit both.
No. Look at Rashi says, Ha'ula mitzvah, Behema mitzvah lahakir, V'chai reshus, Umiyu temeya vadaloy, D'chsev mashki yishol, M'na mutli yishol, V'kam nochas, Yab shefa.
Why don't we just start with that? Kol mutu b'ficha. Gemara should start with that tart to begin with. Say, if you're bringing something that's not mutabeficha, so well, then you're starting off on the wrong foot to begin with. Why are you using that tart over here to tell me chai only chai?
Because only now the Gemara is coming on to this and changing the route of the Gemara. Now, anything Gemara is saying is we're not handling behemoth tomei. Because behemoth tomei is mechalat negeya. We're handling only a chaya that's tahira. And the question is a chaya tahira allowed to go on the Mizbech?
And Rabbi
Yechal,
I'm going to get malchus for that?
No, you're not going to get malchus, but it's also.
No.
Not Malchus, not Malchus. Kulam le pligi, ki pligi b'chai. V'alchim rabbi yechama oiv ba'asei. Asei.
Because they're not, and lav ha'ba m'chal asei, we're not going to get Malchus.
Not going to get Malchus. That's what we're saying now. So Gemara says, Mesiv Rava, ilu nema karbon la'ashem, behema, ha'yisayim b'chai b'chal behema, kin yishnema zoyza behema, shtoichu shor sek, vasem, seizim ayal tzviv yachmar. Tam lema bakar v'tzoyin. Bakar v'tzoyin amat lach loy chaya. Yochel lo yov even heavy kosher. Halamaza daimel talmud. Amal Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi said, "Havelichitim, bring me wheat. Havelichitim, v'sayrim." Sheinu kamav al dvarav, because elamaisev al dvarav. He's only adding the kosher. Talmud leimer, no. Bokav etzayim. Bokav etzayim amar telach v'loy chaya. It's an extra ribui. Rashi says. Halamaza daimel talmud shamal Rabbi. Al tavli elichitim. Heavy lichitim v'sayrim. Sheinu kamaisev al dvarav. El kamav al dvarav. Because I told you only bring that. Upasel. So this is a kasha on Rish Lakish. Do you have the Rish Lakish? Do you have the... Because go to Rish Lakish, he says that you get that you're going to get... One second, Rish Lakish is the one that says...
Rish Lakish says that Lai Vav Lai Klum.
Right, Lai Klum. And over here you see clearly that it's Kamav Ramad... Kamav Ramad, what he said, Al Dvarav, and it should be a problem. Zat the Gemara. The kulin shekiblu. So the Mishnah says that anybody was kiblu b'psul, so yachsa kosher v'yikabel. So now frekting Gemara like this. Pusul ma'al shi'asu shirai. So this is a very interesting halacha. Basically, there's a few things in you have to know over here. There's something called the Yesod and something called the Amma. So the Amma, Rashi says, goes down to Nachal Kidron. The Yesod, I have no idea where it goes. Where does the Yesod go?
Nowhere.
Just goes down to the ground?
There's a hole in the floor that they went ahead and they cleaned
every few years. Every 7 years they clean it out, fine.
How big was
that was by the Mizbech.
That's what we're talking about.
No, that was between the Mizbech and the Kevish. There was a space where they used to throw things in.
No, between Kevish and Mizbech was an Amma space. They had to jump over to bring the stuff up.
Right.
But there's nothing.
Nothing fell in there?
No.
It wasn't an Amma. It was less than
an
Amma.
Did they have the British and have to mind the gap?
Yeah, mind the gap. No, it's an Amma. It's 18 inches.
Right.
It's a big jump. Right. It's not just, it's not like a half a step.
Okay, these guys were big. Kahanim, look at them.
Not everybody is a Gary.
Anything Gary could jump?
Not everybody's a Gary Chosid.
I did by Moshe Emes.
Oh, yeah?
Next year, I got to go ahead and pick him up. Next year, I'm going to go ahead and throw you.
Next year, he'll be skinny.
He's on the shot. That's it.
Get on the shot, Gary. So he can pick you up next year, Moshe Emes. I don't want to get hernia.
I got Hanny up before he went on his diet. Palm Rishon.
He's back to Palm Shiny.
Nice. What he is now with.
Anyway, okay.
I got Hanny up in there. He was surprised.
This weight thing is a problem. But anyway, it doesn't stop the weight thing. It's a non-stop. No, and Lamaisa, if you have the marijuana, what do you call it? Marijuana? What do you call that one? Manjaro. If you have the Manjaro, it's like a shot of guilt to lose the weight regular. You know what I mean? You get on this thing, you lose 50 pounds, and then you maintain it for 10 years.
If you can.
If you're not eating the food, you're spending it on the shop. That's how they figure out how much it costs.
Like, you say, one dinner in Tomahawk
exactly.
Is the same thing as the shop.
As a month of a shot.
A month.
Exactly. It's $450 bucks a month for the shot.
You can't,
the expensive one.
They have they don't have
the knockoff one? Yeah.
No, you don't
think the knockoff one.
India. You go to India.
It comes
natural.
You become I don't want to say on the video, but you can become a woman. Be careful the knockoff one. Knockoff one's a problem. Anyway.
Knockoff or tirzepatide?
Whatever, the other one's a problem.
They don't have insurance covering some of these things?
Only if you're some people can get it covered, if you're diabetic.
Yeah, or pre-diabetic or heart
condition. Yeah, if you're, diabetic.
The doctor gave him a prescription for it, and he's like, I'm scared to put it in my body. I'm not doing it. I'm going the natural route.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, welcome.
And he came back.
Nishkigal.
3 years ago, he lost 75 pounds.
And then?
Came back 150.
Gave it back. Okay, so.
Let's go weiter. So. So, I was middle saying this. So, there's something called shiraim. Shiraim is after you spritz the dam of the carbon, it's called, everything that's left over is called shiraim. That goes down to the yesoid. If it's not shiraim, like if carbon becomes pusul, then it goes to the amma. It goes out to Nachal Kidron. So
the amma, not the amma, the amma.
Amma, yeah.
There was a river that ran through the thing that went out
to Nachal Kidron. They used to stuff it up and boom. Yeah.
That's how they washed the floors.
Yeah. So that's not called shiraim. That's called
nishbach.
Whatever, yeah. So boy, when you're talking about the question is pusul ma'al shi'asu shiraim. Now another thing is, If you make shiraim, then it's not roy to re-spritz it. If it's not roy to re-spritz it, then your carbon's done. You can't re-spritz. You can't go collect more down from the animal because everything's shiraim. But if it's not shiraim, then if you don't have the ability to make shiraim, then you go back, which is what we said in our Mishnah. So I was questioning. Why? Since they have an ability to miratza for pigol, so mil, what they're doing is they're doing something, and because they have an ability to, they have a potency.
They
can be mefagel. So mela, once they do their act, it's over. They can't go back to an animal. But in our Mishnah, since what they did is nothing, so all you got to do is go back to an animal, Get another dam, get more dam that's spilling out. How long does it take the dam to go out? A minute?
Not that long.
Okay, so I guess he did it right away. He did puzzle.
So what is it? That's what I didn't understand.
What's the Metzius? Metzius is
he's still a dam nefesh. Yes. I thought the whole thing lasts a second.
No, no, it's right. 30 seconds. It's kibbutz with smile. If you did it with smile. If you spritz with smile. No. Metzius is simple. Metzius is simple. You take dam nefesh, and then you take it with your left hand, and you spritz it. And get the, hey, buddy, you did it with the left hand. Oh, go right back to the animal, collect more dam, and you're good to go.
It takes a little bit. It's not instantaneous, and this obviously depending on the size of the animal.
Right. So I said, how long does a big steer take?
Take a bit. The first couple of strays are not.
I don't know. You see a truck; it takes a few minutes to make a big steer.
The first few spurts. Right, remember, it's an artery, so it's in the spurt. It's going to choo. Right.
So go on the 195. You see that deer with that line of blood, like all the way for like a mile.
Okay, that's not dam nefesh.
It could be. Wait
a second.
So the first couple of spurts are not dam nefesh. Right. Dam nefesh. There are three different dam. There are three different damas. There's dam tamsis, dam nefesh, and then there's a regular dam.
Right.
So you have to know, you have to be a bucky, and the changes color. Officially, according to the Gemara, it changes color.
Rabbi Katz is a Kayan, the Rav of Lakewood, you know? He knows the Dam.
Your father knows the Dam.
Maybe. I mean, he's seen enough of it. I'm sure he could tell the difference. But
he could? You could tell the difference today?
It's darker to lighter.
Yeah, supposedly.
It's full of oxygen when it first comes out.
So that's
don't worry, in the new Mason Miniatures, they'll have AI. So you just put it on the phone and it'll tell you right away.
Not on the phone, it's going to be a scanner.
TSA. Blood SA.
You know, now the rental cars, you put the car through and it gets the picture.
Nothing is changing Mason Miniatures. You're not having AI in Mason Miniatures.
I disagree, I think you are.
I don't think so.
There's definitely going to be a BMS system.
You're out of your mind.
The whole heat, he needs a job.
We're putting the HVAC.
Who's going to go up on the roof of the Mason Miniatures to go change the filters?
Wait, you're telling me that instead of the cotton going up lugging these 30 little jugs, you're not going to just have floodlights?
No, because you have to have the gem climbing 30 feet in the air.
So half the Gemara is not negaya then?
No, you want to have the climbing 30 feet in the air.
Nothing is changing. The Mishnahs are not changing. You're not going to see. You're not going to have the Mishnah. When Mashiach comes, you're going to be an addendum version to Mishnah's Talmud.
No, Leib, your Shulchan Aruch didn't change because we're in 2026.
Oh, this is special again.
There's still not allowed to be Chal Shabbos. New technology comes along. So
no, but nothing changes.
But it's turning on
you're changing. You're changing the way Mr. Midrash looks.
We're
putting HVAC in the Mr. Midrash.
There's no metal
Mr. Midrash. The knives.
The key was metal.
No, copper. You're not having HVAC, you guys. You don't need to have Kahanim to wake up. You have alarm clocks. No. Nothing's changing.
With the advent of alarm clocks. For some reason, there's still plenty of people who can't make it to shul on time.
I
disagree.
I don't believe the Mishnah is going to change, but okay, we'll see. Listen, pretty soon we'll be there. Next few days.
At best, it's a drop. At best, electricity, according to most people, you should not be high Shabbos at all. You can play with your lights all day.
I should just make the shlishi, they should have warm floors.
No, it's a combustion versus electric.
It's like real ish.
Yeah, and combustion engine.
No, so I'm seeing the base of the book, and I'm looking forward to this. Instead of the bonfire, it'll be electric heated tiles.
Oh, right. Can you do that? Can you put that in radiant heat flooring? Can you put that
out? That's what he's hoping for. He doesn't want to go barefoot in the freezing cold.
Weather.
I go to the Koiso and I don't know, the first thing I'm thinking about, how the Kayanim going to go without socks and shoes in this weather? I'm freezing.
On the stones, right?
It's really cold at night.
Yeah.
For the next few weeks, can we get like maybe one or two patio heaters?
We were talking about it. He's enclosing the whole place.
Oh, what do you mean?
It's going to be winterized pretty soon.
He's a guy. He's going to make glass panels with a sliding runners and a split unit over there.
What's the matter? You're cold? Are we scheduled? Are we slated for third quarter 2026?
Put your hands on top of the fire. I told my face I'm just need another edition.
Why? It's gonna be all internal.
Are we scheduled for third quarter? FY26, third quarter, the extension of the patio. Are we putting a bubble out of it? I'm flipping freezing.
It's not cold here, and your body mass is not good.
Gain some weight.
Okay. The problem is that you have Gary sitting next to him, also freezing like a bunch of like a piece of kishka. I'm not sure who's better.
I wore my woolen cashmere coat to shul.
Really?
Yeah.
Shine already. The winter coats are coming out.
I wasn't the only one.
It was so
warm
today.
He wore it down. He wore his woolen down to the.
That big one, the big puffy one.
Down to the ankles.
You see, little guy looks like a Schomburg. Like a Schomburg in there, you know.
He was cold when he was big.
Anyway, let's go. The best thing is that we thought that was Jonas and David, that middle picture. That was priceless. Bunch of klutzes. Bunch of klutzes.
But the picture of Moshe is a nice picture.
The next year, Moshe Shem is going
to
go.
But we have to be careful. It belongs to Kron, so you can't just like give it out like it's free.
Where'd you get it?
Picture?
Who has it? Yishomei Kron has it?
Yeah, it's from Yishomei Kron's brother's.
Show him the one that I doctored up for you.
Yeah, you did a nice job on that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
it's called, by the way, it's just called crap on a phone.
That's yeah, really I just, I never got, I the patience. Kick on the...
Who's the other person? Is his father?
No, this is of Gustman.
Oh, wow.
It's a gorgeous picture.
Who's Briss is about?
By Sean Mayer's brother.
Wow.
It looks like it's an MTJ, by the way, the picture.
You right? Got to give it to me, my father.
Yeah, that's a good rise of that story. That one.
This.
Watch your tie. Yeah,
thank you.
Okay.
It's a gorgeous picture.
Yeah, Bumi's going to Utah.
To Utah?
Somewhere in China, I guess. I don't know.
Utah?
How's he getting around the taxes? What's it? He should move everything to Vietnam or somewhere.
I have no idea.
They haven't figured out. I spoke to somebody
once. Rosie's been there already for so many times.
Who's Rosie?
Rosenthal, the older Rosenthal.
I have no idea. Okay, let's go.
Your brother in law, yeah.
So,
he's gone to Vietnam for a long time. Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
He's not China already. He's not busy with China sometimes.
Rav Zid Mas Nahachi. But he learns like this. But even Eretz Yisrael, maybe I can. Kois puzzle, Maos Yas Shem. I'm like puzzle gufei, my svirloch. I puzzle Maos Yas Shem. Kois puzzle nai Maos Shem. I puzzle Maos Shem. Kois puzzle nai Maos Shem. Same question, same outcome. Rav Yehuda Difti Mas Nahachi. But even Rabbi Merava. Kois Maos Yas Es Chaver Dochi. Does another one cup. Knock off the other cup, Oishirai. I'm like, Pluxed the Blazer of Shimon and Rabbanon.
There's two cups. Yeah.
There's two cups, yes. Let's see. Let's see what Gemara is going to say. The Tanya, Lamala Weimer, Dama Yishafich, Lamata Weimer. Okay, it's very important this part. Sick. Gary did a very good job here. One second.
Again, by the way.
Yes.
Sukkim have been knocking it out.
Oh, yeah. Huh? It says, Ves Dama Yishbech, and then it says, Ves Kol Dama Yishbech. So we make a drush like this. Lamalu Weimer is Dami Yishbach. Lamatum is called Dami Yishafich. Yishbach. Minayin Lachata Shekibel Dama. Minayin Lachata. How about turquoise? Minayin Lachata Shekibel Dama by Arba Koises. Minos Matana Achaz Mazem, Matana Achaz Mazem, Shkul and Shbachli Said. Tam Lemer is called Dama Yishbach. Called Dama. Yochan Nosa Aram Matanis because Echod, so you can Shbachli Said. Tam Lemer, but as Dama, it has to be the Dama that you pour in the back. Okay, Tzad. Who in Shbachli Said? Man, Shbachli Lama, because it's garbage. It's done. Rabbi Lozman and Shimon, I mean, I don't know how to keep it done by Abba Kois, we don't know how to do it because I thought you cool and smoke on the side. Tell me, it's called Dami Yishafich. I have a Ksiv is Dami Yishbach. It says only Vez Dami. We had that Pasik. What do you do with that Pasik? I'm Rabbi Asher, who Mutei Shirai, Shabbat Sava Behemo. So he holds Vakeret. He holds that all Dam that goes to Klisharis goes to the side.
You can't have anything left by the behemoth.
Right, but
it has to collect it all. You can't just let it run on the floor.
No, but the neck of the behemoth, that goes to the Alma. That's not Shirai. Whatever's in the neck of them goes that's the pasuk. That's dama yishav. That goes to the Abba.
I'm not collecting it.
Whatever's left in the neck of the animal, whatever you didn't collect in the klisharis, that goes to the Abba. That goes to the Abba.
Spongy,
yeah. Kibbal akashav and asal apostle. The tricho.
No.
With the hood now, he's better.
The tricho. The tzricha, the yeshmin a puzzle. I'm a mean a my puzzle.
Chicken soup from Friday night. Give him chicken soup.
The yeshmin a puzzle. I'm a mean a my puzzle. Tomei, the chazal is tzibur. So Gemara says, what do you need three cases? The Mishnah brings down a case of tomei, smoil, and the Kli Choyl. So Gemara says, what do you need all three cases for? So Gemara says, there's a big enough Gemina. E Ashmin apostle, Avmin of my apostle, told me. The Choyl of Sibur. He has... Right, so maybe he's not totally out of the light. Abba Smoil, he never had, nobody ever does that, Abba Smoil. Yeshmin Smoil, they say, Shebri Yamak Purim. If you listen to the Rabbi Shabbat Shuv Drasha, you would have heard, and the left, there was some kind of, in the Kurdish Gosh, we used the left hand, used both hands.
You had to use both hands, because you were walking, one with the shovel, one with the cup.
Yep. But he had the whole thing with his chin. No. That was to flip it, to both hands. You had to use both hands.
Put the melechaf enough, and then put it back.
It was avoid the kosh shebe mikdash.
So how are you going to get it from the cup into your both hands if you're not using hands?
AI.
That's a tip. Oh, there you go. AI is going to help.
No, what? We don't need AI. Of course, it'll be easy. Okay. Why is it not dochui? Dochui means something was roi and now it's nirva nidcha. And there's no takana. It's done. So Gemara says, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Hachi Amar Yemar Medifti Meshmei Derava, Hamani Chanana Mitzrihu. The less lay dechuyin. What's the case? The Tanya Chanana Mitzrihu. Amar Fil Dam Mekois, Mevi Chaverim Mezavgoi. Ravashi Amar Kosh Shev.
This is right.
Okay, what's it going on? I just wanted to finish a piece of Gemara. So basically, what's going on like this? You have on Yom Kippur, you have two goats, and you put them to a goyrol. One goes la'azazel, I think matching. One goes la'azazel, and one goes la'shem. What happens if you shecht one, and then you lose the other one? You shecht one, and now you're holding the dam.
You're
holding the blood, and now the other one gets lost. So what do you do? So you can't just bring, Mormon says, you can't just bring another carbon and match it up. You got to redo the whole job. The other Mormon holds, no. That you could bring and match it up. And we're saying, that's the machlokes, whether it's dachui or not dachui. So that's one way of learning. Rav Ashi Amar, no. Kol should be yod lav dachui. He says, forget about that case. Kol should be yod lav dachui. And over here, it's yod l'sakin. Why? Because you could re-split the dam. If you had it in smile, so now put it to the right hand and spritz. So that's not dochui. But in case of Sar Mishalech, Rashi says, "Should be other l'sak and l'hachsik yahamach masisa avahid the Mishalech ain't be other mi yemer the Yahav le'achrini." You don't know that you're going to get another one. You have to get another animal that matches. So Mela's puzzle. It's dochui. Amar Rav Shai Groucher. Amar Rav Shai, Kavoster of Asher Mistavra. Man Shamet Lei the Isle de Chuyin. Who's the one who holds the Chuyin? Rabbi Yehuda. And the Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Va'oid Amar Yehuda, Nishbech Adam, Yamas Amishlech. Meis Amishlech, Yishav Adam. And Vishamina Lei, Amar Kosh Yehuda, Lev Dachu, the Tanya. And we also know this halacha. Why? Rabbi Daimer, Koisech le Malam Damataravis, Vizorkus Rika Akas Kanaya Soj, Shmamino, Koshabil, Leavdok, Shmamino. What's the case? We'll see in the Gemara in a minute. This is we're finishing today's blot. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda holds at the end of Erev Pesach, very close to Shkia, they would scoop up from the floor a big kais of blood. They would spritz on his back in case somebody's dam got lost. So you don't have dam for an animal. So now you have it all combined over here. I want to say dachri, once it fell on the floor. Elamai, since it's b'yad l'sakin, you could scoop it up. You don't say dachri, and you could scoop it up. Oh, the Gemara is going to talk about it. Let's finish today's daf. We'll do tomorrow's daf in a second.